Proclamation number 8409 of 11th of February, 1963. He who abides in love. Whoever remains in love remains in me and I in him. You should always remember these words of mine in order to grasp the great significance of every activity of love which you carry out. Since I am love itself, you must also be in direct contact with me when you practice love, for then you will also make use of the strength which originates from me. But you can only ever say this when one of your activities is based on love. For you can also utilize your vitality by working on earth for the sake of earthly goals, yet the bond with me, who is eternal love, is only guaranteed if love impels you to work. Then I will be present to you, I myself will work in you, and my presence is the greatest success you can achieve. Your love draws me to you, or, love is my fundamental substance, and you are the same in your original being. Thus, when you perform works of love you receive me myself into yourselves, your love unites with me and your being slowly returns to the original state where it was completely permeated and stood in most intimate bond with me. Time and again you should remind yourselves of these words of mine, that you cause me to be constantly present if you constantly carry out works of love. And I will explain to you what it means to constantly be certain of my presence, so that you strive for this bond with me with all your senses. I then direct all your thoughts, I determine your doings and intentions, I guide you on all your paths, I protect you from every danger of body and soul, I give you strength in abundance, spiritually as well as earthly. I keep my adversary away from you, for he can never be where I am. I enlighten your spirit and I also lead you safely to the goal. All this is brought about by love within you, for as soon as you perform works of love your will also belongs to me and you consciously take the path of return to me, from whose love you emerged. Being certain of my presence will make your earthly path easy for you, for then you will fear nothing because you feel safe and secure in my presence. You remain in me and I in you. As soon as you move in love, as soon as you work in my will and with my strength. And you should be aware of the fact that I only require love from you and that you will then completely fulfill your purpose of earthly life. So that you will not walk this earthly path in vain but safely reach the goal. For you should only allow one thing on earth, that my strength of love can illuminate you again, and this happens when you accomplish works of love yourselves. When you think of your neighbor with unselfish love, when you support him in every adversity and distress, be it spiritual or earthly. When you take care of all those who are still distant from me and try to lead them to me and only ever let love impel you to work on earth. Every activity which is driven by love is blessed by me, for you always open the door to your heart for me myself, into which I can radiate my love, into which I myself can move and take abode, because Roman 1, as the eternal love, can only dwell where there is love. You will now also understand that people who do not perform any works of love are still very distant from me. For only love allows my presence, but without love the distance remains, which you should reduce and completely remove during your earthly life if you don't want to have lived it in vain. In the last days, however, love has grown cold amongst people, therefore my presence with them is impossible, therefore no living faith in me as God and Creator can be found anymore. And earthly life is an idle run for many and will therefore end prematurely for them. For without love there is no spiritual progress, there is no bond with me and no redemption from the form. Without love there is no light, and the human being remains in the power of my adversary, the prince of darkness, for without love the human being lives without God. He remains distant from God and meets an agonizing fate when the end has come. Amen.